Good morning. High pressure continues to dominate the weather across interior New York and New England, keeping it dry this morning, although another chilly start with a mainly clear sky and light winds. Readings have dropped back into the 20s across a large part of the region. We do have some scattered clouds, especially across the St. Lawrence Valley and into the Champlain Valley, so more clouds today toward the Canadian border, while the rest of the region enjoys at least a sunny start. Although a front from the Great Lakes will make an approach later in the day, we'll all see an increasing cloud cover, but it will stay dry during the daylight hours as temperatures push into the middle and high 50s on average for afternoon highs with an increasing south-southeasterly wind. Overnight tonight, as that front draws closer and then through the region, skies will be mostly cloudy. We do run the risk at a light and passing rain shower across the northern half of New York and New England, maybe even some wet snowflakes across the highest terrain, but this will widely be the exception rather than the rule as temperatures go back into the 30s overnight tonight. This front will continue to sweep through the region early tomorrow morning, leaving us with a good amount of sunshine on Saturday afternoon. It'll be breezy out of the northwest and seasonably cool to mild, depending on your view on things. Highs will be in the upper 50s and even close to 60. On Easter Sunday, a chilly start. First thing in the morning at sunrise, temperatures around freezing, and then a nice pleasant afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds and high pressure back in control. It will stay dry with highs in the lower 60s. Around the backside of that high, an increasing southwesterly wind flow will develop on Monday, and it will be even milder with partly to mostly sunny skies. Highs will be in the middle to upper 60s. This will take us into Tuesday with the next front making an approach, a good chance of showers by the middle and latter stages of the day, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs staying in the mid-60s. A shower Wednesday morning behind this system, then increasing sun, breezy and cooler in the afternoon, upper 50s, and back to sunshine with highs near 60 on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms today across parts of the central and northern Florida peninsula. Seasonably high moisture content across this area is expected to contribute to increased instability with daytime heating. Coupled with modest low to mid-level wind fields veering with height beneath a 30 to 40 knot southwesterly mid-level jet stream, sea breeze convection may include a few supercell structures capable of producing severe hail, locally strong wind gusts, and the risk for at least short-lived tornadoes. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Pompano Beach, Florida, back on Monday at 9:53 a.m. Eastern Time. The last report of hail was at Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, at 5 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 23 degrees, with a southwest wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny and 28 degrees, the dew point 20, 72% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.50 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 3 at Baker Lake, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the lower 50s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 26. The average temperature 40, that's 9 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.05 inches, which is 78 hundredths of an inch below normal. And since January 1st, 9.56 inches of rain and melted snow, and that's 27 hundredths below normal. There were 25 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 311, and 6,575 for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low, 38. The record high, 90, set in 1976, and the record low, 21, in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:09 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:41 p.m., 13 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with a few passing rain or snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, possibly a passing shower with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, seasonably mild with a northwest breeze, upper 50s to around 60. A mix of sun and clouds and milder on Sunday, lower 60s. Partly sunny, mild on Monday in the mid to upper 60s. Tuesday, a good chance of showers in the mid 60s. A morning shower Wednesday, then back to sun in the upper 50s. And mostly sunny, right around 60 on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.